Chapter 10. Daybreak drifted sluggishly over Green Isle, dull and grey. Thick mist shrouded the lake and shores in a pall of silence. But the peace was rudely shattered by agonised shrieks from the pier. Lady Kaltag howled and screeched like a wounded beast. Cat guards crowded in front of her, barring the way to the sodden form, which lay huddled and lifeless on the pier end. She fought tooth and claw to get past them, wailing dementedly. Scorecat Grudle was in charge of the guards. He tried to slink away as he caught sight of Rigu Felis emerging from the fortress. The warlord was a nightmarish sight, his hideously injured face exposed as he carried his helmet and face mask in one paw. He stopped Grudle in his tracks.
What is the meaning of this?
Trembling, the Scorecat tried to avoid looking at the wildcat's maimed features.
Lord, we had to search for your son. Atunra told us to drag the lakeshore waters with ropes and hooks.
Swinging his helmet, Rigu Felis caught Grudle a lightning-swift blow which knocked him flat. He snarled savagely at his cat guards.
Get him away from here, fools! Quickly, bury him out of sight! Far along the bank, go!
Pitsu lounged casually in the fortress doorway, his face betraying nothing. Rigu confronted him.
You know more about this than you are telling.
Pitsu shrugged.
There's not much to tell. Our boat was upturned out on the lake last night. Otters did it. Probably that shell-hound one who broke Scott's jaw. I never saw Jifra after we both went into the water. I searched for him and shouted for help, but none came. I had to make my own way back to the shore. That's all I know.
Kaltag was following Grudle and the cat guards, who were bearing Jifra's body away. Seeing her remaining son, she turned and ran to him. Seizing Pitsu's paw, she sobbed brokenly.
What happened to your brother? Tell me, my son, tell me!
Wrenching his paw free, Pitsu pointed accusingly at his father.
Ask him. He was the one who forced us to join the cat guards. Jifra would still be alive if he hadn't.
Kaltag flung herself at the warlord, scratching and biting. He held her off, shouting in a harsh voice.
Do you not think I don't grieve for the death of my son? It was you, always shielding and making excuses for them both, indulging their whims. You were responsible for turning them into spoiled cats. I have to rule as Lord of Green Isle, with no time to be a nursemaid, yet I decided to do something for them. I sent them to serve as cat guards so they could grow up with some sense of responsibility. The death of Jifra is a hard thing for me to bear, but he died like a warrior, honourably in battle.
Rigu signalled to Atunra and two guards standing nearby. They managed to get Kaltag away from him. She was led indoors, yelling at him.
Murderer! Assassin! You killed your own son! What next, Rigu Felis, great lord of Green Isle? Will you slay both me and your other son so you can rule alone?
Pitsu shed his guard's attire and gave his father a satisfied smirk before following his mother indoors.